BT and Sal back on the Fan King topic of the day. The main story, Hal let loose a little bit. Hal lifting up the old curtain, the financial curtain, which draws many of your, and you, your ire. Oh, Hal's not George. No kidding. Oh, Hal's cheap. No, he's not. Oh, Hal's not doing enough. They were just in the World Series. Listen, I think baseball is just staring at an impasse that is going to be so frustrating for all of us after the 2026 season. I think it's going to be a disaster. I think it's going to be so messy and so prolonged, and I don't know how it gets resolved, because anytime anything remotely resembling a salary cap comes up, understandably, I get it, from their perspective, the players' union absolutely clenches up and fights back, and there's discord. And, you know, you just got to keep kicking it down the road. This can't continue. Now, I'm not one of those who's sitting here crying and whining about the Dodgers are bad for business. Oh, the Dodgers are bad for baseball. Like, whatever. Like, I'm of the mindset. Now, me and Sal were saying this, and I remember saying this to Sal. Like, I actually think it's good. Like, baseball without a villain is not quite as interesting. Now, the Yankees, even at their apex of our lifetime, like, you know, most recently, they didn't have a lot of guys that you can hate. Like, Derek Jeter, even Red Sox fans respected him. You know, Birdie Williams, a hard guy to hate. You know, Tino Martinez, a hard guy to hate. You know, Mariano, impossible guy to hate on the field. So I look at, like, those teams, they were fairly villainous, but the villainous qualities were more born out of jealousy than actual hate. And one thing that's missing here, who do you not like in baseball? You don't like the Dodgers. And that makes it very interesting. I think it makes it more interesting. I think it ratchets up the emotions, because even if the Yankees aren't in it in a World Series next year, and even if the Mets aren't playing the Dodgers in the DS or in the wild card, whatever, NLCS, from now on, I am rooting passionately against the Dodgers, whereas in the past, I'm like, whatever. Yanks are out of it. You know, Mets are out of it. You know, my rooting interest is a bit diluted here. First from as a Yankee fan, and then obviously, you know, through the New York sports radio prism if the Mets are gone. But no, it changed a little bit. I think that's good. So I think what Hal's saying has a lot of merit when you look at the vast wealth of the Guggenheim group. I think they're about three. You know, Hop, do me a favor. Can you double check there? I think they're $330 billion, but I keep saying that, and if I'm wildly off, I don't want to sound like a horse's ass. I might. I think it's $330 billion, and I think that Hal's worth $1.2. I believe those are the numbers I came across somewhat recently. Hop's checking. And that is a massive, massive disparity. Hell, we talk about how wealthy Steve Cohen is. Steve's worth a slightly below $20 billion. Imagine $330 to $20. So if it doesn't change, it's going to be baseball Armageddon. But for now, they're not doing anything wrong. They're just going more and more and more, and people resent that. That's tough. That's tough, but I have no issues with the way the Yankees have attacked their offseason. And I'll tell you something else, too. I think we're getting way too wrapped up in, ooh, what's the Yanks and Mets payroll going into the season? You know what I care about more? I care more when I get, you know, 60, 80, 100, 110 games in for both the Yankees and the Mets. Let me look at what they put on the field so far. Let me look at the standings. Let me see where they are from a health perspective. And let me see how they attack the trade deadline. Now, if they have a glaring deficiency and they don't move on that because of the finances, which I can promise you will not happen to either the Yankees or the Mets, well, if that did happen, now we have a massive issue, and now we go bonkers, and now we light them up. That's not the problem. That will never be the problem. Hop, did you come up with, am I right or no?
So the Guggenheim entirely is over $300 billion.
But, okay, good.
But Mark Walter himself, the owner,
yes,
he's $12 billion.
Okay, but they are the entire corporation. Like, there's elements of the corporation that bleed into, like, when you, the evaluation of the Dodgers is not just on him. It's influenced by the Guggenheim portfolio,
I believe
it is.
I believe so, that they're part of it as well, but he himself is the main owner.
And
I guess.
He's 20?
He's 12.
He's 12. And what's Steve?
18? Hal?
Yeah, Steve Cohen.
Steve Cohen.
I think he's 18. Either way, I think he's in that neighborhood. Yeah, because And even the Rogers Center, I remember reading when we were talking about whether it was Ohtani or some others, you know, their worth is ridiculous.
21.3.
21.3. All right, there you go. Thank you, Hoff.
And Hal is 1.5.
Okay, so I said 1.2, 1.5. But think about that discrepancy. I mean, that is massive. 888-808-1019. A lot of different things to hit with. Those were Hal's reactions. I want to get a little more extensively into Patino. I know there's some St. John's calls up there, but I want to set it up before I get to you. Of course, the Pete Alonso and the Mets conversation has been a little sparked, which is good. Maybe they're getting ready to sit down and hash something out. Joe's in Montclair. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, BT, how's it going today?
Hey, Joe. What's up, man?
First of all, the segment with Boone yesterday was just great radio. You got to do that. That was phenomenal yesterday. And his story about one of the players whose cards you picked, about how he babysat
yes.
their kids.
Yes.
That was great stuff.
Oh, man. I'm glad you enjoyed it. And by the way, Joe, what we're going to try to do is, you know, listen, he's a competitive guy, and let's call him from, you know, the record will state that the Beat Teen South Show was undefeated against Skipper Boone. So what we want to do here is we want to go on his turf and maybe do this at some point during the summer in his office or maybe the Yankee dugout. I don't think that'll be the last time you see Boone jump in with us at some point.
Excellent.
Yep.
Listen, I know I'm preaching to the choir here a little bit about, you know, Cashman. I think you're spot on when you talk about this being a huge year for Volpe, because here's the thing. Who was the last Yankee prospect who Cashman traded away who came back to burn them by being a star somewhere else?
Honestly, nobody.
It's a rhetorical. Nobody, right. And because that's the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
They Cashman's great at making small moves. You know, when they got Clay Holmes, nobody heard of him. He was great. Gio Urshela was a great pickup at the time.
Uh-huh.
Nobody knew who he was. Luke Weaver, even Jose Trevino and Kane Lee. You look at all of these prospects, Davey Garcia,
yeah.
Miguel Andujar, Clint Frazier. They could have had Gerrit Cole 2 years earlier from the Pirates, but they didn't want to have Davey Garcia and Andujar in that trade. Mm-hmm. And you got to be bold. Look at the Dodger roster right now, BT. How many of their core players were drafted by the team?
Very few. Yeah.
So Cashman's got to get off of these, these prospects are can't miss.
Yep.
I mean, Dominguez better be the real deal.
Yep.
That's all I'm going to tell you.
I hear you on that, Joe. By the way, it is a rhetorical question up until this point. Thanks for the call there, Joe. I do think there's somebody, depending upon what happens with the trade here, I don't think I'd want to see Michael King go to the Red Sox or go to Toronto, or go to the Guardians, or, you know, a team that the Yankees could run into in the American League here. I wouldn't want to see that. And Michael King's pretty filthy, and he gave him up in the Soto trade, which I had no problems doing. But, you know, he just asked me, when was the last time a Yankee prospect or a Yankee, you know, he's obviously no longer a prospect. He's just a stud with a sub-3 ERA this past year for San Diego. That is one that could come back to haunt him. You know, and the Volpe thing, too. You know, so I was talking to Boone about this outside on the street a little bit. And, you know, we talked about it on the air as well. And we're talking about Tavolpe. And I said, you know, he's got a hit. He's like, he's going to. And I'm like, okay, so why do you say that? And he talked about how he saw, you know, from mechanically some different things, which, by the way, if you go back, don't look at the stats. Just use the eyeball test. Almost every out he made in the playoffs was loud and hard. He hit, even against Kansas City. I mean, I remember at least 5 balls that he stung on the screws. Forget about the Grand Slam, but I was there for that. That was amazing. He had a lot of hard balls that were outs. So, and he had a pretty good September as well. So I'm going to trust Boone's instincts there. But let's face it. If we're sitting here next January, in late January, and Anthony Volpe hits .241, that's it. Then he's no longer a big-time prospect or a potential star. At that point, there's 3 years, and he plays every day. Like, even if he hits .301 this year, and I like Volpe, and I'm rooting for him. He is not Gunnar Henderson. He is not Witt. He's just not that kind of player. He's never going to put up the numbers like Lindor's put up consistently. He's not. I wish. But you don't have the statistical years, and I'm talking about OPS and sub-03 OPS on base percentage year one, like .290? No, I'm not saying that you can't be good. I'm not saying you can't be an all-star. You're not going to be a superstar. You're just not. Now, he does things. He's got some pop. I know it went away last year a little bit, but he's got some pop. He's going to run. He's a good shortstop. Maybe a tick overrated with the Golden Glove, but good. And he's a gamer, and he plays every day. And I really like the kid. And he's good. He's not great. And I think this year we get the final answer on him. Now, I won't say we'll get the final answer on Dominguez because we just haven't seen Dominguez play as much as Volpe's played. But, yeah, last call is right. You know, yeah, listen, if you have a chance to get Michael King or you have a chance to get, I don't know, whomever, Vlad, just get rid of the kids because they never pan out. So let me get George in Merrick, BT and Sal. What's going on, George? Georgie. All right, Georgie is asleep at the wheel. We got to bounce him. Ben is in Connecticut, Norwalk. What up, Ben?
Hey, BT, thanks for having me on the call. Thanks, Tom, too.
It is my pleasure, Ben. Point. Yes.
All ties into this. I think that, like, so many observers, fans, media, I mean, not the athletes, like, honestly, yourself or Boomer or Kiki, obviously.
I mean, I appreciate that. No. Do not even offend them by stop.
Well, wait, but this is my point, though. My point is people don't give these athletes enough credit for their ability to improve. Yeah, some don't pan out.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, they've all been the best kid on their team since they were 4 years old. But some, and there's lots of case points, like Nimmo, like, oh, he'll never be the center fielder. Well, look at that. You know, he worked really hard and got better. So, and people say, like, that, you know, that Soto will never be any good in right field. I mean, I think that's crazy. And when Boone said yesterday that his work ethic is good,
yeah,
I was like, so psyched to hear that, you know?
First of all, you should be psyched that you have Soto. I'm not trying to, trying to drop the cold water on that. He's amazing.
Right.
But, I don't know, wouldn't take the cheese from Boone on that because he's only going to get older. He's only going to probably get a little thicker, and he's only going to get a little bit slower. Yeah. And he's 25, and, like, he's not an atrocious outfielder by any means. And he's got a good arm,
right,
but he just doesn't take good routes, and he just makes mistakes out there. He just does.
Nothing you can learn, though. Well, let me move this out to Pete and his body type.
Yep.
So, like, Big Poppy makes Pete look like a runway model. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I always think that Pete can hang in there for a few. I mean, he works his butt off. He tries really hard, obviously, and I'm not writing him off for body type. I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, so you would give, let's say there were other teams out there that were forcing the market to go to this spot. You would give him 5, 6, 7 years, Pete Alonso?
No. Okay. You guys are right about that. But I would give him 3.
Well, then, so
I'd give him 3. Last 2 years, you know?
Yep, I might give him 3 years as well. But basically, you're.
How long did Big Poppy play?
How long did he play? He played forever.
Yeah, how old was he? I'm sorry.
I'm going to guess 40, but I'm not 100. I'm popping up his numbers.
Oh,
he was exactly 40. 40.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, but
10 years from now.
Yeah, but Ben, you got to understand. Thanks for the call. I mean, I'm looking at some of these numbers, dude. I mean, now, I know he was in, I believe he was listed in the Mitchell Report. I want to be responsible here. He was never caught doing whatever. And I've always thought maybe, whatever. Leave it at that. But he had some year, 139 ribbies, 148, 137, you know, geez, 127, not to mention 119 walks, 111 led the league, 54 home runs, on base percentage, 445, 413, 415, 401. I mean, his career OPS is 931, and that's having played up until the year at the age of 40, and that includes his first 5 or 6 years when he platooned as a twin and didn't play against lefties, where his OPS a couple of years in the high sevens. So, I mean, he's not even close. Not to mention his October prowess. Now, Pete had some clutch moments, but there is no comparison. Big Poppy and Pete Alonso, zero. But it was also a different game. I mean, look at his contract. Excuse me for that noise. That's gross. I hear you. Let's see. You know, and he also was fine playing DH. He's like, oh, I'll play a little DH. He didn't care. Would Pete do that? Yeah, I mean, it really is crazy. And I know it's all relative. Like, when I look back at his, he was making in 05, he was making $5 million. You know, in 06, he was making 6.5. And then it ballooned to 13. And then it went down to 12. And went back up to 14. But this money, and I don't want to go on a get off my lawn rant. I guess whatever, make what you can. I'd be squeezing what I could get to. I'm not trying to be that guy. But the distortion of contracts, it's untenable. It can't continue with this pace because you're not going to watch enough and you're not going to invest enough. And what's going, more specifically, what's going to adversely impact these negotiations, the TV networks, this is where all the money comes from, they are no longer going to start forking out that stupid money that is impossible to justify. And I don't think, like, I think Tom, myself, I could be wrong, I think Tom Brady is the last great player to get that kind of money from a network. You don't need Tom Brady. Does it matter? And Brady's going to be fine. I think he's actually going to have a chance to be really good with Burkhardt. I do. He got better as the year went on. Not great, but he's got better as the year went on. I think he's fine. And I think he could be really good. But would it have mattered if it was him or Olsen in the booth the other day? Were you going to watch the game? Would it have really mattered? You know, Tiki does some games. You know, if Tiki was in the booth with Jim Nance instead of Tony Romo, and Tiki was making $5 million instead of $20 million, would you watch the game? The answer is yes. So eventually these dopey network executives will get their heads out of their behinds and wake up. Because the gravy train is ending. Nobody cares about sports the way they once did. I mean, I do, but I don't even care quite as much the way I once did. I still care a lot, so it's relative. But, you know, my kids are young, I'm a dad, whatever. I've talked about this stuff. I know you don't care about some of these teams the way we did growing up. It's different. It's different. It's all the stuff around the game. The jerseys, the players, let me collect baseball cards, let me collect sneakers, let me collect jerseys, the merch. It's changing. So I just go on a little bit of a rant here, as I said I wouldn't. When I look at what Big Poppy made back in the day, and you know, and Juan Soto deserves it because he is amazing, and it's his time to get paid, and he is rare, and he's 25, but it's ending. I mean, Bregman's unemployed. Pete's unemployed. These are good baseball players, man. All right, 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fam.
Clean my room until I got high. I was going to get up and find the broom, but then I got high.
All right, BT and Sal. My room. Here on the Fans, 1231. All right, so let's just get into this. Now, if you listen to the station, you know, and I heard it yesterday as well. I just want to set this up before I pull my guy Hoff into it, who is plotting something ridiculous today. I would advise against it, but we'll see if he adheres to my advice. So, Evan has never smoked pot. As a matter of fact, neither has Sal. I guess a lot of people haven't. That's cool. All right. So, for some reason, Evan said yesterday, and I guess I missed the context, and this is where, now I know it now. I didn't know it yesterday because I turned the radio on when I got in my car. And I'm going to have Hoff fill in the blanks, but I hear Evan talking about with Tiki and the other lunatics about taking a gummy and doing a Rico. I'm like, well, and then of course Evan said like 10 times, like he's impressing us, like, oh, I never smoked pot. All right, we get it, dude. You never smoked pot. You don't have to tell us over and over. Great, you didn't smoke pot. I'm like, why is this guy? So he's never smoked, which is fine, and he wants to take a gummy and put himself out there publicly, where if he says the wrong thing, he could get fired. And for somebody who doesn't do drugs and is on the air live with that going through his body, even though he's a well-intentioned, good-hearted person, he could say the wrong thing, which could lead to a demise in his career. Why would he possibly contemplate this? All right, Hoff, jump in. And then you kind of told me why you guys are thinking about this. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, on the Rico Brugna, we've done a lot of episodes because we're nuts, and somehow we got to episode 420, which will be airing at some point in time later tonight.
420.
420.
Okay.
So we had a couple emailers that said and suggested you have to celebrate it. And by doing it, you guys should take gummies. So Evan and I had discussed it, and we think it's a great idea. Because we've done, now, let's be fair. I know that you're saying, you know, be careful what you say. We've done drunk Ricos before. We've done Ricos where we've been, you know, under the influence.
Okay, I know that. I've heard. I'm sure you guys were a little bit buzzed the night that you got Soto, you know, four knuckleheads nuts.
That night, not particularly. No. We've had episodes where he's on vacation, and we decide, you know what, today we're going to get a little wasted and have some good times.
Okay, now, all right, let me fill in my pieces here. Being a little buzzed is different than being a little high. Number one, and I want you to answer this, when you're drunk, you're not paranoid. I don't know if you get a little paranoid when you're high. Some people do. Fill in these blocks in a moment. The other thing, too, is, you know, generally you know how many, all right, say if you're a vodka guy or if you're a Surfside guy or a Scotch guy or whatever, Peroni beer, you know what the threshold is of how many it takes as you cross the threshold again of getting a little fun and a little loose and irresponsible. The thing about gummies is that you don't, and that's why Snoop always says, I don't bleep with gummies because there's no off button. So what could happen is you guys can take a gummy today and I got to find out how many milligrams, and I need some more answers in a minute. You guys can take the gummy, and it can hit you, and you cannot control things, and you're in the middle of a live pod, and you are out of your mind's high. Does that sound fun?
Yes, it does, because I'm an idiot, and I like doing stupid things.
He says yes.
Yeah, I mean, honestly.
I think that would terrify me.
Listen, I'm not telling you that I'm ecstatic about it, but again, I'm a paranoia type of guy, too. So this is going to definitely bring out the pessimist in me. The Mets are going to win 60 games this season. I'm going to go on the record saying it probably 1,000 times. I mean, Alonso's going to go to the Dodgers. Uh-huh. I'm going to say the dumbest things
all
in the world.
All things that will be held against you, by the way, with drops moving forward.
And that's okay. But on the other hand, too, it's Rico Bronya 420. We're going to label it. Everyone's going to know the deal. So
right,
it's kind of like we got a little bit of a,
I got you. Now, again, this morning, we had already had our meeting, right? This is a true story. Hand to Bible. I swear to God, my hand is up in the air. I swear this happened. It is after our show meeting, and I'm back in our studio from our office, and I'm going through some notes. We're getting ready for the start of the show. And Hoff comes in. He's like, dude, you got any gummies? I thought he said gum. First, I thought he said gum. And I'm like, well, and I was kind of reading something. I was a little distracted. I'm like, what do you need? He's like, do you have any gummies on you? I'm like, no, why would I have gummies? Gummies? Like weed gummies? He's like, yeah. I'm like, no, why? And he told me. Now, first of all, if you're going to do this, which for the record, I wouldn't advise. I wouldn't. Now, if you do it more frequently, you told me, because then we had to talk about this off the air. You told me you get paranoid. Like, you're going down a road that is dangerous for your career.
I know the road, though. I've been there before.
All right. How long? When was the last time you navigated that road? About a year or so ago? It's been a year since you took a gummy. You get paranoid when you take gummies, and you're going to take a gummy and put yourself out there to maybe say the wrong things. I wouldn't do it. Just as your friend, I wouldn't do it. But if you're going to do it, don't be a sucker. Don't be soft. Smoke a blunt. Light it up.
Do it the real way. But yes, you're taking it two different ways. I don't smoke. I don't smoke anymore.
What's the big damn deal? Take a gummy or you take a few hits of a pre-roll?
Well, because it's a different thing. Like Evan, I know, has never smoked in his entire life, so he's not. A gummy is safer. Yeah, it's not. It's cleaner. Like I'm not.
All right, I got you on that.
We're not doing that. Listen, it's honestly a gummy. It's not that bad.
No, I'm not saying it's bad.
I know.
I don't mind gummies once in a while. I'm a responsible adult. I have no problem
exactly.
with it.
Exactly.
But I don't go on the air. First of all, I don't do it that often. And when I do, I don't go on the air. But I sit in my backyard and put the fire pit on, like I texted you the other night.
Podcasting is different than on air here. It is. The rules and regulations are different. But listen, I would suggest this. On Unkillable, you should smoke a blunt for 420.
No. But see, I'm already saying that because that would... No, I'm not looking to mix the two. I'm not looking to do that. It could be episode 840, 420 times two, and I'm still not interested in getting high and doing work. I might be interested in getting high and having fun.
But that is... But
that's torment.
Are you telling me that you don't have... See, that's the difference. No. Listen, Evan and I, and I'm not going to say that everyone has to be like this, but we do 1,000 Ricos, it feels like.
I know.
And we just keep on punching them out, and we kind of have fun doing it. So this is just kind of another level of chilling.
Mad respect, actually. I'm really doing, like, mad respect there. I think it's a little cavalier only because you're not used to it. If you said you could have three shots of tequila, yeah, go for it, man. If you told me you were going to do bat races, go for it. If you told me you were going to tap the keg and do keg stands, go for it.
Yeah, well, I've done that too.
But your body is not used to THC pumping through it.
It's not a problem.
It's going to be five. How many milligrams? That's another important
that
question.
I don't know.
If you tell me five, then you're a complete wuss. Because you're too.
Hold on a second. So now it's got to be a certain amount of. Don't do it, but if you do it, you got to do it more.
Well, if you got to do it right. I mean, how many pounds? I know you lost weight. What are you, 310? What do you weigh?
Something like that, yeah.
So you're a big boy, right? 5 milligrams for you is like having a grain of salt for a dog.
No, but it's okay. Listen, we're still doing it. We're partaking in the 420.
What the hell happened to Evan? Evan used to be the straight shooting sportscaster. Evan and Joe, Bad Joe and Evan back in the day. I mean, Carton turned him into a lunatic.
He's a nutball now. But listen,
we're all nutballs in our own nutbally
way. I appreciate the fact that Evan is buying into all this too.
I do too.
Again, he's the one who came up with the Drunk Rico idea. We've had two or three of those. And it's not like a sip here or there. Like, we go in there, trash.
But you've been drunk 1,000 times in your life. How many times have you been high?
Well, listen, I've been under the influence many times in my life in general. If you're talking about, listen, I know that alcohol is different than
very,
gummies.
Very.
But still, it's still a different, listen.
Listen, we got to take some calls on some of the other stuff. I would love to get some opinions on what these guys are doing. Hoff, do me a favor. Actually, don't, because Hoff's answering the phones. You know what? I'll do it. I'm going to have a little fun. I'm going to wrap this up, and I'm going to go through the lineup, and I'm going to try to take a guess if I think they've ever tried it. Okay? I'm going to start with Boomer and Gio. Boomer, no. Although I think Boomer would be hysterical to hang out with on gummies. Gio, I know for a fact, has. He didn't like the experience. Boomer and Gio. Boomer, no. Gio has. I know Sal's never tried it. Can you imagine Sal on gummies? Can you imagine that? It would be either the most amazing hang, and I would kind of gravitate to that, or you'd have to get fitted for a straitjacket because he'd send you to the insane asylum. All right, me, you know where I stand on that. Evan has taken a half a gummy, but he's never smoked a joint. I'm sure Marash has. I don't want to speak for him, but yeah. I'm sure that Loogie has. I've hung out with Tiki in my backyard with our wife, so I'll just say that Tiki's had a little fun in his day. Who else? I would guess that Keith has. I would guess that C-Mac has. Who am I missing here, Dove? You're hearing the names as I'm going out loud. I would say that our boss, Chris Olivero, has not.
Moose.
I would say that Moose has. I don't know for sure. I would say that Moose has. I would say that our new
Richard Neer.
Our new PD, Ryan Hurley, has. Richard Neer. Hey, he's a big rock and roll guy. I'm sure he smoked a few dubs back in the day. How about John Sterling? I'd have to say yeah. How about Susan? I'd probably say yeah. How about Howie Rose? I'd probably say yeah. Come on, throw names at me. Let's
Ricky go. Ricardo.
I'd say, yeah. I know Ricky partied in Miami.
It might be easier to find people that haven't
That's
done it.
True. That's true.
So Evan, Sal.
And by the way, before you knew Sal, like really knew him, like you know, and like we both know him now, that's the last guy that you would think has never tried it.
Right.
Right?
I think that he's been a wild man, but I guess I was wrong.
Isn't that amazing? That's such the opposite of what I would have thought. Any other names? I don't want to forget anybody.
Jerry and Al.
I would say that. Jerry, I love Jerry. Jerry's a little straight with certain things. I could see Jerry maybe trying like a gummy for back pain. Maybe Al for his osteoporosis. but he was also back in the rock and roll scene a little bit. I would say that Al has tried a joint. I would say Jerry has not tried a joint, but he's tried a gummy. That's my guess. Eddie Scazzeri, I would say yeah. I would almost say definitely to that.
The Preston?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would say CeeLo's probably had a little fun and dabbled. Nothing crazy. Probably more like me. Responsible, but, you know, there you go. All right. That was interesting. BT and Sal on the fan. What's that? Yeah, no, I got you. Thank you very much on that, Dove. Get back to the calls here. I mean, what is Evan thinking about doing? Smooth it out. All right, BT and Sal on the fan, 1249. Sal is out as he will have that eye sliced open, finally get to see things clearly. So he's off today, he's off tomorrow, but obviously we're doing what we do. Good luck, Sal. And he was worried about it. I kind of felt bad after a while. I was just making fun of him, like, dude, it's not a big deal, not a big deal. But he was genuinely nervous. Maybe he should take some gummies because that'll calm him down. And that's what some of these guys are plotting doing today. It really is amazing. And I wanted some of you to weigh in on this. And we'll get back to the Boone stuff, the Yankee stuff, the Pete Alonso Met re-engagement stuff. I'll do a little St. John's next hour as well. But Hoff, and it wasn't just me. You know, Hoff is walking around the station right now asking for gummies like Pookie walking around back in the day looking for the crack pipe. He's asking everybody. Dude, you got gummies? Dude, you got gummies? Dude, the only thing he doesn't have is white stuff on his mouth. Like Pookie. It really is ridiculous. So,
well, in my defense, I didn't want to make a big expense for this. I thought it was going to be simple, easy,
yeah.
And it's backfired so far.
No, so far, he is gummy-less. Rob's in Hawthorne. What's going on, Robbie? How you doing today?
Yo, what's up, BT? Yo. What's up, Pete? Listen, I was just listening in. I know it's a family show, so.
Yeah, be careful.
But I was there the night that Pete first tried that stuff.
What?
And we're all hanging out, and Pete reminded me when I called in that we played this game called Chicago. I was the responsible one tonight, so I didn't do anything.
Okay.
But I did drive Pete home in his old brown station wagon, because who knows what would have happened to him if I wasn't the responsible one.
Yeah.
And the next day, he called me up to give me grief because I parked in his neighbor's driveway. Dude, you blocked my neighbor's driveway. They were wondering why my car was parked there. I was like, thanks a lot for, you know, like, you're welcome for getting you home safely. But I was there. Pete is a lot of fun, and yeah. I'll be listening on the 420 Rico.
Whoa.
Definitely, for sure. Wishing I was there with him.
Oh, so we got a vote, so they should do it there. That's good. Now, so you obviously know Rob. How old were you guys? Like high school, 17, 18?
I think I just around senior year of high school.
Senior year of high school. Okay. Wow. All right. So they want this to happen. John's right here in Manhattan. What's up, John? How you doing today? John, what's going on, John? All right, John is not ready. We will drop John. We'll go to Anthony in Freehold. Ant, what's happening?
BT,
yes.
I always say, I'm like, BT's the best guy on this show, and I know why. Because when you said to Hoff, you're like, you got to just smoke a blunt, man. I mean, that's speaking my language. I'm like, this guy's the man.
Well,
so,
you know, you got to go old school sometimes. You got to sometimes.
We're going 40. Old school, bro. I know. I'm 40. I know. So. I'm just laughing because I'm not a gummy guy per se. I get it.
Yep.
I think it gives you a different feel, but I will agree with you. If you're not a person that smokes a lot or does that, you really should go on the kind of calm, because it definitely puts you in a different perspective. I could just imagine how the show's going to go when they're both on them, but I mean, I can't wait to hear it. So.
I got to be honest with you, Ant. The more I think about this, I was trying to dissuade them from doing it. Now I think I got to make them do it, or I can't make them do it, but certainly persuade them to do it. Because, yeah, I guess I was thinking about this from a friend perspective, trying to help them out. Now I'm just thinking from an entertainment perspective. That'd be the best content they've ever put out. And I know that the pod's pretty good. Oh, my God. They're actually thinking about doing this. My goodness gracious. Wow. Yeah, this is a topic I never thought we'd really talk about much. Not to this extent. Like, yeah, it comes up, and you know, I have to laugh. Like, it is such a different day. God, when I was young, like, it was just, you know, marijuana was scorned, and I wasn't into it when I was young at all. I was an athlete, whatever. You know, and I'm a responsible adult now, so selectively pick some spots where I have a little bit of fun. Not driving, not going anywhere. You know, but geez, I mean, the last thing I would want to do is put myself out there publicly like these lunatics are actually proactively trying to do. Melvin's out east on Long Island. What up, Melvin? How you doing?
Hey, T, how you doing?
I'm okay. What's going on, Melvin?
Long time listener, first time caller, so I appreciate you taking my call.
You got it.
I am calling to throw a little insight on this discussion. You know, I've had my fair share of both.
Okay.
And for somebody who doesn't do it or a first timer, I recommend Evan actually smokes instead of the gummy, because it is, you know, more of a head high, and, you know, that's where you get more of the laughter.
Mm.
If he takes the gummy, that's the body high. That's going to react him even harder.
Well, not if he takes the sativa, right? He'd still be laughing it up a little bit on the sativa, no?
Yeah, but the thing is, it hits your bloodstream a lot quicker than from smoking. So it affects your body much more than your head,
uh-huh.
Like smoking.
Yeah, but
so
don't you...
To me, I think if he's looking for the giggles and all that,
yeah,
yes, the smoking is the better aspect of it.
Yeah, but I don't think he... he's not going to do that. Thanks for the call there, Melvin. And I guess I agree. But, like, when you smoke, like, it hits you like, boom. And... I mean, that could be hysterical watching it, or that could be the end of Evan, I mean, quite frankly. The gummy, is more of a slow, methodical. Yeah, I guess more of a body high, slow, methodical, kind of leads you into it. Like, I don't think, even if it's really strong, and like, they're not going to take a 20 milligram. Jeez, so it would be more popular than Friends at its height or Cheers. But so, like, say if they take a 10, at least there's like a little teeny tiny walk up to it where they could kind of have their bearings. I don't think that they would be unhinged. Whereas if they smoked, like, say, 5 minutes into the show, all right, we're going to do it. It's our 420th episode. That's why we're even talking about this, because these crazy people, Evan and Hoff from the Rico, are thinking about to celebrate and commemorate their 420th podcast, which obviously 420, you know what that means, symbolism behind it. They want to get high with gummies. Now, Evan's never smoked. Hoff has. He doesn't want to anymore. And I agree that they shouldn't smoke. I don't even think they should really take the gummies. But if they did smoke, then it would be, the lid would be off and it would be mayhem. I think it would be worse. I think they would lose their bleep more with that than if they just took a gummy. I could be wrong. I could be wrong, because sometimes the gummy could creep up on you. But I got to see this. All right, BT and Sal, minus Sal. Sal is going in for surgery right about now. So we wish my partner well. You'll be fine. The vision will be much better when he gets back. All right, so we'll get back to the baseball topics, and got to do a little St. John's here. Got you till 2. Then it's Evan and Tiki on the Fan.